The recent government crackdown on credit card fees, interest rates, and billing practices is costing banks about $26 billion a year. So they found a loophole and are adding fees to something that's not regulated, the prepaid debit card. Instead of deducting money from, say, your bank account, these cards are preloaded with a cash amount, and you can use them at stores or ATMs. More than 40 state governments now contract with banks to use these prepaid debit cards to pay out more than $53 billion in unemployment benefits and child support payments. And again, since these prepaid debit cards are exempt from the new rules, some banks are cashing in, charging the cardholders fees when they use the cards and when they don't. Suzanne Martindale is a staff attorney with Consumer Union, the publisher of Consumer Reports. So, Suzanne, let's explain how this works. Say I have this card to collect unemployment benefits. When do I get hit with fees?
Well, you know, the fee schedules may vary from one state to the next. We have seen that a lot of these cards charge, a range of fees just for the ordinary uses of the card that you wouldn't really think about, if you had a regular bank account linked debit card. So, for example, you know, a lot of the unemployment prepaid cards that are out there, you know, at least provide some free ATM access, but there are even a few states that don't. That means that every time you go to any ATM, you're going to be slapped with a fee. So that's going to be very expensive if you want to get your money out. I've even seen a few cards where if you want to just make a PIN purchase transaction at the store to buy something, they're going to charge you 50 cents.
In other words, just going to the grocery store, you could pay a fee. There's a 50-cent fee in Indiana for checking balances?
Yes, a lot of states have unemployment cards where if you just want to go to the ATM to check your balance before you go into the store, say because you don't want to accidentally overdraft, you want to know how much money you have, that could cost you a fee.
In Indiana as well, they get one free withdrawal every week. Then they're charged $1.25 for withdrawal. But they also get charged fees if they don't use the card in some states.
Yes, some states do charge inactivity fees if you don't use your card for a couple months to a year. So hopefully, you know, consumers are using these cards and getting their money off and trying to avoid those inactivity fees. But, you know, that's a great lesson for consumers. You need to know what fees apply to your card across the board because you want to make sure you can avoid them as much as possible.
Well, now the state of Oregon, for instance, says that it started using prepaid debit cards in 2007 instead of issuing unemployment checks, which was, you know, pretty much the way things were done. Because it saved so much money, maybe $11.5 million since 2007, because these debit cards for them are cheaper than issuing checks. So this is what states are saying. But meanwhile, do recipients of these benefits have a choice? Do they have to get the prepaid card or can they go with a check?
It will vary from one state to the next. There are some states like California, which actually has a very good card. It's low on fees. And yet at present, it appears that you have to take the card. You don't have the option of getting a paper check or even direct deposit. Most states should allow you to set up a direct deposit as an alternative. However, you may have to go through a process of opting out of the card, and then there may be a transition period before you can switch over to direct deposit to a bank account. So if you're a consumer who has a bank account, we certainly encourage you to take that option and set up direct deposit to a bank account because that's really the cheapest and safest way to receive your payments. But, you know, again, it will vary from one state to the next.
Well, you know, we're wondering, why is this set up this way? Not only do the card holders lose because ultimately they have less money to spend on things ostensibly the unemployment money is for, like food, but in effect, the government loses as well because these fees are charged directly to the card. So the money is coming out of the government, both federal and state, unemployment pot.
It's an important point to make that these unemployment payments they're very modest. You know, it's below the minimum wage. And so, you know, consumers really need this money to be in their pockets because, you know, they've lost their jobs. They're struggling to get back on their feet. And so we strongly encourage any state that's considering starting a new program. I hear that there's one that's about to start up in Massachusetts, although I do not know what the terms and conditions will be yet, so stay tuned for that. But any state that's looking to negotiate a contract or renew their existing contract with a vendor that's issuing prepaid cards like this, you know, really, you got to negotiate a good deal for consumers because they need this money to be in their pockets. These fees should not be going back to the vendor.
You say states should negotiate better arrangements with the banks, and yet 10 state treasurers are lobbying to have these prepaid debit cards excluded from the new rules. So why is there that disconnect? Why would states lobby to lose money from their unemployment funds and hand it directly to banks?
Well, it may have something to do with there may be a fee-sharing arrangement between the bank and the state. I mean, that's really going to depend on the individual contract. But it is important to mention that certainly because of new overdraft opt-in rules that apply to the banks and now this new upcoming cap on debit interchange fees that banks can charge to merchants, we know that the banks are going to be looking for some way to recoup lost revenue.
That's just sort of mind-boggling, you know, that states, because it's their money. Yes, they may be fee-sharing with the banks, but it's their money in the first place.
Exactly. And again, it really bears repeating that these are crucial public benefits that recipients really need to receive in full. I mean, it's one thing for banks to look to recoup lost revenues by adding different features to their existing bank products, their checking accounts, their savings accounts, or other services that they provide. But, you know, let's not look to make extra profits on the backs of consumers who are unemployed.
The very poorest. And we understand banks aren't nonprofits. They do need to make money. But they do make money just by being handed these huge sums from the states. They make it on the interest on the money.
Yes, absolutely. And also, you know, this often is a good deal for the state because when the state is using the prepaid card system, you know, they're eliminating all kinds of costs associated with paperwork. They want to eliminate paper checks and go to a paperless system. And so the state is saving a lot of money by using these programs. But the state has a duty as the public agencies, you know, they really do need to make sure that they're negotiating a good deal for their consumers. And as we've seen in California, which negotiated a very strong prepaid card program, almost no fees whatsoever, clearly it's possible to negotiate a good contract that the bank finds, you know, acceptable and that, you know, the state finds acceptable for its residents. So that's what state agencies really need to be thinking about. They need to be putting the consumer first because the more, you know, we make it possible for consumers to access easily and without discount their protected benefits, you know, the more likely they'll be able to, you know, make ends meet in the short term and at least reduce a little bit of stress while they're looking for work, and hopefully they'll get back on their feet sooner as a result.
Suzanne Martindale, a consumer union. Again, they publish consumer reports. Suzanne, thank you.
No problem.